The Family Man by Eleanor Lipman, narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Chapter 1. I hate you still. Henry Archer did not attend his ex-wife's husband's funeral, but he did send a note of condolence. The former Denise Archer wrote back immediately and urgently. Would he believe, after 24 reasonably happy years, that life as she knew it had been snatched out from under her? Her postscript said, "Your number's unlisted. Call me." And there it was, a bridge he'd never planned to cross. His quiet greeting, "It's Henry Archer, Denise," provoked an audible sob. She quickly clarified that it wasn't bereavement he was hearing in her voice, but relief, a sense she'd been thrown a lifeline. "Me?" he asked. Could he stand hearing the whole sordid story? Had he known that Glenn Crouch had two sons from another marriage? Because they were getting everything, every last thing, except the clothes, the furs, the jewelry, and one signed Picasso, which was only a pencil sketch. Was he sitting down? Because some famously heartless lawyer had set 25 years of marriage as the watershed anniversary after which the prenuptial agreement would deem her long-suffering enough to be a true wife and not some piece of shit. It was, in the opinion of two lawyers, husbands of friends, not their area of expertise, should she get a third or fourth opinion, a hideously airtight legal document. And now these stepsons were taking the will so literally, as if 24 faithful years didn't render a prenup null, void, and vicious. How many times...